Hey friends, this is We Have Thoughts, a podcast about movies. I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Joy.
And tonight was Oscar night, and we watched it together in the same room. We're reunited after a year of being apart. Tears were shed.
So many tears.
It was great.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, play it again, DJ. Play it again, DJ. It was great. So we watched the show, and overall thoughts, what did you think?
So it started with a slight disappointment, but it ended pretty fucking awesome.
It is truly great when the genuine best movie, it truly deserves it. Like, it truly deserves and it wins, and it's like gratifying for sure.
Hundo P, baby.
Yeah, like.
It's validating for sure.
Validating. That's a great word. Yeah.
Before we jump into it, we had little surprise right before, like an hour or so before the show started, maybe a couple hours. We got a Twitter DM.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yes, we did.
Right. So on this podcast, we joke a lot that all of our two listeners, whatever, and we have found them both. One of them is a couple of them are good friends over at CYC podcast.
Yeah, love you. Shout out.
They've shouted us out many times before. They just shouted us out on their latest episode. So check them out.
We'll link it.
Yes. They're wonderful and they're so kind and brilliant. And they gave us a really beautiful shout out about the series that we do on the Oscars every year. And then today I check my Twitter and I got a DM saying that, hey, your Twitter DMs on We Have Thoughts are closed. So I'm reaching out to you personally. It was this woman named Shari. I hope I got that right. I don't have my phone in front of me. But she just wanted to shout out and say that she listens to the podcast and it means a lot to her. And we all three just started sobbing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Because like seriously, we said, we don't think anybody ever listens to this. So to find out that people do is a lot.
Like yeah. Because she said it meant a lot to her and like because it's personal things. And that's really that's very validating.
So tonight we watched it thinking of you.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful that you hang out and listen to us. Sorry, we're a little nuts.
Anna's lifting her hand in like appreciation, like praising the Lord up to you.
Praise the Lord to you. Shari, shout out to you.
Shout out to you, friend.
Also, you have the coolest Twitter banner photo, and we will definitely talk art later.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's Joy's favorite.
I literally have a sweater with that. I'll post the picture. I'll link it in bio.
How like destiny is that?
Yeah, that's so fucking cool. First of all, that you like us and that you like hanging out with us and as close as you can.
And then we got that DM today. Yes. We were all back together for the first time and it's the day of the show.
I know.
It just felt very serendipitous. And
yes, agreed.
We're very thankful that you reached out.
For sure. A lot of things have like come into place very correctly in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really nice having that like.
And it makes it feel like real, like because I sometimes forget that this goes out into the world and like people we don't know can listen to it. And so when we get feedback like that, it's really.
So if you.
Great.
If you are one of those people out there in the ether that is listening, reach out because we will talk about you.
Duh.
And we will shout you out and we will love you forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You're right.
Jesus hands up again.
Holla.
Wave him like you just don't care.
He's waving him now.
I wish you guys could see this. It's amazing. Anna's waving.
Okay, so yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so
we had Jimmy Kimmel host. Mm-hmm. He had some pretty good jokes in the beginning. What was that great one?
The L. Ron Hubbard one.
Yes.
That was the best joke of the entire night.
L. Ron Hubba Hubba.
About Tom Cruise. Yes. Hilarious.
So good.
Everything else though was kind of meh. Like
Leaned hard on the slap.
Okay, yeah, it happened. I was expecting
one or a couple of jokes
because whatever, but like it was incessant.
The constant like hitch jokes or whatever, like using different Jiggy with it, Will Smith references, was tired.
Also, like, why not make fun of Chris?
Literally.
We've been talking,
but still, like,
We've been talking about this slap for over a year now.
Literally. Like, it's so tired.
It's so played.
Although he brought Jenny out, and we love Jenny the donkey.
He did.
So.
That was good.
Jenny for life.
Jenny.
Different Jenny.
I thought he was really wasn't needed.
No.
I mean, we've already seen it. What was the last award show we saw that didn't have a host? Was it the
SAGs? Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen. Okay. Host. Fine. But I think we're at the point now where, like, it's played out. It's done. There's nothing that a host can do that awards presenters can do. Like, you have the, what is it? The announcer or whatever that says it over the loudspeakers. And it's just like, here presenting, whatever. And then that's it. And then, I mean, come on. A lot of these things, all he's doing is, like, presenting, like, montages or presenting the presenters.
Yeah.
So we really, I don't think we need a host anymore. I don't think the host is, like, the gig to do, plus nobody wants to do it, so
yeah,
just retire it. Just
I think I've said this before, but like I'm under the opinion that hosts aren't needed. They don't need them at all. The couple years that we had, they didn't have any at all. I thought it was great. Let the montages do the work. Let the presenters do the work. Let the announcer, especially because the Oscars announcer did a really good job pronouncing everybody's name.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, just not needed. He didn't do bad, but it was like, okay.
I mean,
and also like Jimmy Kimmel is funny. I've laughed at him before, so I don't know where. Maybe his writers took a night off or something. I don't know. It just felt very like tired.
Oh, I also did enjoy his little joke about Guillermo.
Oh yeah. But it's because of Guillermo. I love Guillermo. He always every year has like on the red carpet where he interviews the people. So probably he'll be on the show tomorrow. Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he has like tequila, so he takes shots with people on the red carpet.
I love that.
That's my favorite.
Awesome shots.
I think he's so funny. For future, like we're talking about no host, just have like someone do a good opening monologue or opening number.
Yeah,
and that's all we need to see from them.
Right. Let's do an opening musical,
a welcoming
number.
Host.
Yeah, there you go. Or yeah. Like literally because they're taking so much time and doing like taking away from the categories, because I was on Twitter today or yesterday, and that in the 90s, I think the year of Sense and Sensibility, they had like a fashion show for the costume designs. So like literally people would come out and like just really quickly do a little runway of
That's
like
cool
yeah of the costumes from the movie. So there was that one, Braveheart. I can't remember what the other one was, but like there's time that you can, you know, take away from the opening monologue and put it into that. Or take time away from that and like give us some sound, some like give us like 30 seconds of sound in one movie instead of like 5-10 seconds, whatever. It could be used more efficiently and it could be used better to actually celebrate the technical achievements of these people.
Yeah, agreed.
So let's jump into the awards. So we got a list of the order that they were going to go in, and then right before the show started and right after I numbered all of my categories, they changed it. So that was fun. But first up was animated feature. Nominated was Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Marcel the Shell, Puss in Boots, The Sea Beast, and Turning Red, and it went to Guillermo del Toro's.
Did you Pinocchio. Who did you that you picked?
That's who I thought was gonna win.
Yeah, me too. Although my favorite was Puss in Boots. If you've not seen Puss in Boots, please do that. It is great. It's a great movie.
Yeah,
so it was Turning Red actually.
Yeah, Turning Red's great.
But I think Puss in Boots to me was like a film. Like I hate to be dramatic about it, but like it was a film. Like a film. Antonio Banderas and Wagner Moura should have been nominated for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. I'm serious.
That's insane.
I'm so serious.
Also, I know, like, last year I watched nearly every movie that was nominated.
You did great.
Yeah, you did
for
great.
An Oscar. This year I watched
nothing. Something about this year I was just like, I need to watch all these movies, and I don't want to watch any of them.
No.
I just felt so not in it.
By the time Oscar season came, I was already so behind on other stuff that the idea of, like, adding more to it just felt so incredibly daunting that I couldn't do it. So I only watched almost all of the animated shorts, and I've only seen 2 of the animated feature films, and then the 5 or the 10 nominated best pictures. That's basically it.
Yeah, and I mean, there is a lot of like crossover that a lot of the Best Picture nominees are in like the majority of the categories. Right. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of variety outside of that.
But I think total there's like 54 or something movies nominated. Mm-hmm. That's all fraction of them.
Yeah, I think last time I checked on that list from Letterboxd, I think I was like 30% of them that I watched, which not last year was like at least 60.
Yeah, last year you guys got to like, yeah, I want to say so that those numbers. I'm more than half.
We'll
sure.
get them next year. We'll get them next year.
let's see what's out next year.
Okay, so the next category was supporting actor. And that went to our favorite, our boy who's been winning all season long, Kihi Kwan.
What a gem.
He made us all cry.
Literally.
What a gem.
Sobbing.
He's such a beautiful bean.
Although Barry Keoghan and Brian Henry looked fabulous.
Oh my God, men's fashion? Brendan like, they Gleason actually tried.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah, you're right. He did. That, like, brown sparkly tie.
Brendan Gleason? Yeah. Yeah, his jacket was
fun. Looked fabulous.
Judd Hirsch was the only one that kind of phoned it in, but he's 80-something, so he's allowed.
Yeah, he's tired.
Also, he shouldn't even be there, but we're not getting into that again.
Yeah, if you want to know, just go listen to our The Fablemans podcast. He deserved it. He deserves everything. He deserves the world. I can't believe the only one he didn't win was BAFTA, and that went to Barry Keoghan.
What a weird thing that was.
What a weird. The BAFTAs were hella weird this year. Hella white.
But, yeah.
Well,
I didn't really.
That's
watch
the BAFTAs
them.
For you.
I watched that was the one where they announced Carrie Mulligan was actually Carrie Condon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For Best Supporting Actress, I said Carrie Mulligan, and they even had her picture on the screen.
Shut up! Carrie Mulligan's picture?
Yes, Carrie Mulligan for She Said, and then like it stayed there. Like the camera, I guess maybe they were trying to figure out my editing, and then like Carrie Condon was all of a sudden walking up, and like Carrie Condon for.
Oh shit!
Poor Carrie Condon. It was so funny.
I mean, yeah. She was great
because this is like her breakout role in film.
In like film.
In the film.
In the big films.
Speaking of Carrie Condon, the next was for Best Supporting Actress, and this was a disappointment for us. It went to Jamie Lee Curtis, who we enjoy.
I do like.
We
Jamie
have
Lee
nothing
Curtis.
Against her.
But.
Who did you think was going to win?
I really thought it was going to be... I put down Angela Bassett.
I did too.
Because I thought it was going to be Angela Bassett. I really... My personal preference would have been Stephanie Hsu.
Exactly.
Same.
But I would have been fine with Stephanie Hsu or Angela Bassett. 100%, I would have been super happy with either of those wins. How did we go from insanely ecstatic about Kihi Kwan and then like, wah, wah.
What a roller coaster. Also, like you, one of the tweets you read was like she wasn't even the best performance in supporting in performance movie. In that movie.
I haven't seen Wakanda Forever yet. But
you
I
haven't?
No. Oh but I know Angela Bassett. I've been really like just not excited about Marvel movies lately.
That's fair.
Fair.
They've been kind of.
I haven't seen the new Thor.
They're in their flop era for sure.
Thor was not super great.
I haven't seen Thor. I haven't seen.
So you haven't seen that in scene or anything about.
I know about it. Okay. It was spoiled for me like the day it came out.
Oh, okay. I mean, he looks great. I'm just saying.
I bet he did. He always does.
Yeah, Quantumania does not look exciting. Plus, I hate Ant-Man. I could not.
You hate Ant-Man? Why?
No. What's his name? Michael Peña was like so much more exciting than
he's not even in it.
Then why do I want to watch it?
Here's the thing about Ant-Man.
Jonathan Majors though, but
did you saw Loki, right?
Loki?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Loki. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So Jonathan Majors is in one episode of Loki and he is much more captivating in that one episode than the entire movie of Ant-Man, Quantumania. And it's really disheartening because Jonathan Majors is fantastic and he's supposed to be like this big bad, next big bad. It's a whole mess. But I think part of it is like the Academy doesn't really want to reward comic movies, and that's clear in this because she was nominated for Black Panther.
I mean, when she won the SAG, I was like, I was starting to get in bad feelings. I was like, this is not going in the right direction. Yeah, so I like halfway expected this, but I really, really was hoping that it wasn't going to make a difference.
It's the thing that Anna hates about the career Oscar.
The career Oscar. Yeah, because like, what? No.
If we want to award career Oscars, we should have a career Oscar.
Yeah. Exactly.
An honorary Oscar.
Which they do, but not on the telecast. Like a,
right.
Like a luncheon or something like that.
If you're going to reward someone for their performance for the for the movie of the year, that's what you should do.
Exactly.
And no, I mean, you're right. You're not wrong.
And everybody on Twitter, at least, is like super not excited about this because that was not necessarily the expected choice.
They blame Activia for it.
They blame Activia.
People were blocking Activia. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Fuck you, Activia.
I think what makes it hard is like Jamie Lee Curtis is actually like a good person and she's funny and she's kind and all that. And she's been every chance she got was like, you know, championing Michelle Yeoh. So it's hard because she's so great and this situation sucks. But
what
I mean,
that tweet? Michael Myers, you had one job.
Yes. That's so funny.
I've only ever seen the original Halloween. I haven't seen any of the sequels.
I am a scaredy cat, so I haven't seen any of them.
It's so not scary because this dude just like stands there and then walks. And she's like running. And he's just walking towards her.
I mean, men walking towards you is scary.
That is scary. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's a terror.
I'm supposed to be like fumbling. You can't get into the door fast enough. And he's just
walking. Was scared of a raccoonie the other night. Okay. So
he could have become your best friend. And you said no.
Yeah, but he was just eating trash.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but I don't want to be friends with someone who eats trash.
He's not asking you to eat trash.
You don't know. Were you there?
Yeah, because you called me.
Oh, that's true. I did.
Saying, help me, please.
The raccoon is you. Hey, quick question, Anna. Is a raccoon dangerous?
This was after she left my apartment late at night. And I said, let me know when you get home. And then she calls me. I'm like, oh, God, something terrible has happened.
She's dead in a ditch.
She got in an accident or she forgot her keys. I don't know.
Something stupid.
I was prepared for the worst. She's like, quick question. Are raccoons dangerous?
I mean, I just didn't know. I should have known because like the way he looked at me was just kind of like nonchalant. Like, hey, just having a burger on the ground. Like it didn't seem like nothing.
He's probably like stays around that complex.
Oh, I'm sure.
And just goes building to building.
He was just having dinner, but I didn't know. And then like, what if he... I don't know. I would have to get close to him to get to my door. And I was like, I don't know how you. And I think he read the room because I went back up there and he was on the other side of the hallway going down
like,
the other stairs.
I'll let her pass. She seems cool.
So I even left my trash out there. So if you want to eat that, fine. Go eat that. Have another dinner. Take two. Whatever. Anyways, raccoon-y.
Okay. So moving on to our fourth category was documentary feature.
Didn't see any of these.
Did not see any of these.
We did not do our homework on
so
this.
So next, number one.
But I went to Navalny.
Sure.
Navalny.
I know nothing about.
Which I heard that it's about a Russian in hiding. And he was in hiding in Germany, I believe. He was talking out against the war. And at one point, it's like documenting what was going on. And then suddenly you're watching. Oh, sorry. My watch is telling me to go to bed. And then suddenly you're watching an assassination attempt on Putin.
What?
Whoa.
So, yeah, I heard it's pretty
intense.
We're
watching it tomorrow. No, I'm kidding.
I heard it was pretty intense.
Okay. I mean, and yeah. the one of the award winners, it was his wife, the guy's wife.
Yeah.
And she was like, he's still in prison?
Yeah.
So, wow.
So I guess it was important to shed a light on that issue, I guess.
It's a modern issue. I'm not gonna say I know anything about it because I don't.
I will watch it because I do like the documentaries. I learned a lot from those. Yeah. They're good to watch.
And then we went to live action short film, which I thought was weird to not do documentary short.
I think it's because they wanted to have Riz Ahmed won last year for a short. And Questlove won for documentary feature, so maybe they wanted to have them together for that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I understand that, but why pair them together then? Put the person who won...
To change it up, I guess.
Whatever. live action went to An Irish Goodbye. Again,
didn't
none of us
see
saw
it.
Any
nope,
of these.
Sorry. Sorry.
Good for you, An Irish Goodbye.
The Irish.
But they sang happy birthday to that person.
They did, and that was very
they
sweet.
Did. Yeah,
the whole audience sang to him, and that was adorable.
That was cute.
So yay for that guy.
That was a good use of an acceptance speech.
Right.
And
love
then
to see it.
Was another upset category for us. It was cinematography.
Boo.
And you know how much we loved Tar and the cinematography on Tar.
Yeah, bitch.
Worlds beyond anything.
I mean, I guess I'm glad it's not Elvis. I wouldn't be pissed if it was Elvis.
I mean, okay, so I wouldn't 100% hate Elvis, although the movie was not great. Because it was a woman cinematographer, but
Oh, that's right.
There's been plenty of other female cinematographers that have done great work in the past, and not one.
That's true.
Never mind. That's a bit of a spoiler. I'm getting ahead of myself. But it went to All Quiet on the Western Front, which would have been, I guess, our second. It would have been our second pick. Sorry, there's going to be a bit of an audio disruption, but we're hoping it picks right back up. So we're moving on to our seventh category, which was makeup and hairstyling, and it went to The Whale.
So none of us saw The Whale, but we have opinions about it.
Yeah. So I've read reviews and I've seen other people talk about it, and just like the whole thing feels very offensive to me. And other people have agreed with me. Other plus size people who live lives as a fat person, and just like. Because the story isn't being told by a fat person. It was not written by a fat person, directed by a fat person. No input from any fat people as far as I know. And so some of the things that it says and some of the way it addresses stuff, it just is not respectful to the fat perspective, to the fat life. I don't know. As a fat person, I just don't vibe well with it, because it's more so as like, seeing as an outsider being like, ooh, look, you know, it's so inspirational that a fat person can even be bothered to like live, you know, even with all their struggles as being fat. The same way they kind of do to people with disabilities and use them as like a prop and like, ooh, it's so inspirational. Look at them. They like are bothered with living. So I haven't watched it. I don't want to watch it. I've seen clips of it. I've read some dialogue of it, and it just does not sit well with me. I love Brendan Fraser. I think Hong Chau's amazing. She was great in Watchmen.
And The Menu.
And The Menu for her delivery of
tortillas.
Yes, exactly. For that line only. That's why she was nominated for an Oscar. But I don't know. I just don't vibe well with that. Plus, my pick anyways would have been Wakanda Forever.
The whole situation is giving when Tyra Banks on her talk show dressed up in a fat suit in order to understand the fat experience, and she invited these plus size women on the show and basically cried in their face and saying, I know what it's like, this is Tyra Banks, I know what it's like now to walk down the street and be approached and not in a nice way, and the way that they were just ignoring me sometimes when I needed help, it was terrible. And these girls on the show were like looking at her with like, what the fuck is this shit? That was actual television. It was hilarious.
That I remember that episode.
So whenever that awful Kaylee Cuoco movie where she went like, undercover
as a fat person
and
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's what Tyra Banks did.
I think
it was
a Lifetime movie.
Yes,
ridiculous. Of course, like that.
Yeah, those are the only jobs she can get.
Or wasn't that one where Gwyneth Paltrow was in a fat suit or something?
Oh my God, Shallow Hal.
That's what it is.
I watched that movie as a kid. Oh my God, like that movie has a lot of problems to it. Especially like fucking Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit, like that bitch, she's the most offensive bitch ever, just like in general, like fuck that skinny bitch, I don't like her. But like having her be that character, it's just no. Just like, if you're not fat, shut up about fat people, let fat people live their lives. If they're sad, whatever. If we're happy, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Like I haven't seen them well, obviously, but like the idea of using people and how they are as like, look at them live their lives, like how dare them try to have a fulfilling life, like it's presumably all his problem is that he is, his weight problem is what made him like disassociate from his daughter and his job, and like it doesn't sound like a good thing.
And then like with what I've seen the ending is, that makes it even worse. So yeah, I have to get like a more detailed summary of it, but just all the things adding up together. Again, love Brendan Fraser, love him, he's a sweetheart, I love him, he's George the Jungle, love him. But Darren Aronofsky was not the writer for this movie. We should not have been. Anyways, makeup and hairstyling, yeah, sure, technical achievement, But making fat suits should not be a
technical achievement, because you look at some of the things that Wakanda Forever did. Astonishing.
Yeah, the amount of hairstyles that they did, the complexity, the research.
Especially it was specific to a type of people.
Yeah, a type of cultures.
Cultures, yeah. And not just one, two, at least two.
And yeah.
I also think that Everything Everywhere should have been here.
Oh, yeah, another one. Yeah. Inventive. Very inventive.
Creative. Yeah,
I think I read that Michelle Yeoh had like 28 different hairstyles throughout the movie. And that was just Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
Stephanie Hsu probably had so many more because she did all those crazy changes.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I think that one was missing from the category. But we digress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're not even going to talk about Elvis. If you want to hear about Elvis and Anna's problems with Elvis's hair, the wig tape.
Hey, guys, we're having a lot of technical issues, so we apologize if there's some repeating. We're jumping back to the beginning of costume design. We just said that Black Panther won. We were announcers at the Oscars.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yes, they personally wanted us to host. Ooh. Honestly, fuck the host, but if it's us, I'm down.
We could do it.
We'd be way better than, what was it, Amy Schumer and the rest.
Oh, fuck.
What were their names? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But, you know, I couldn't do it. I'd produce and cheer you on from the sides because we know how I get when I'm around celebrities.
You would be.
I'm like a little girl.
You wouldn't do the Regina Hall a bit of, like, patting down these hot men to make sure they don't have.
Yes. Can I have the consent to pat down all of these men,
please? I would be too scared to go near them ladies. To touch them. I have one of those, like, grabber things. Get me one with like a flat hand so I could just pat
them. Extension. Oh my god. Oh my god. First of all, I can hilarious. Imagine you doing that already. It's gonna be great. Also, yeah, I would want us to be hosts so then I could dress all of us and like pick all of our outfits.
I just want to go. I don't have to host. I just want to go to the show.
Like the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Award shows are weird. I've been to the Tonys.
Ooh.
Did you freak out then too?
Of course I did. We sat. Radio City, the second to last row. So we're all the way in the nosebleeds. But the show is produced and put on for viewers at home. So there's camera guys on the stage.
Yeah, yeah, most of the
it's so it's like you're watching, but you're watching them perform for the home viewers.
Right.
Which is cool because that's what you want when you're home.
Also, it's a showcase to show people who don't normally live in New York to see
shows
that are featured. Because that's the only way I saw shows ever in my life.
It was so much fun. Hugh Jackman hosted that year. Audra McDonald won her historic 6th Tony, not World
Damn.
War.
Like Angela Bassett should have won her historic 6th Oscar tonight.
She's won, I think she's one of... Only a few. I think Angela Lansbury might be the other.
Lansbury.
Rest in peace, babe. Rest in peace. Who has won in all four acting categories.
Damn.
What? Wait, what are the four acting categories?
That's boss level.
Music, lead and support and play lead and support.
Wow.
So
that's
that
all the rings, all the jewels.
Yeah, so that night she won for best lead in a play, and that was her fourth. Acting her fourth category.
She EGOTed the Tonys
basically.
Yeah. Okay, so back to costume design.
Wakanda Forever.
Queen Wamanda and that 3 printed crown, phenomenal. The details in the fabric with the feathers of the Tolokan, all good stuff. Ruthie Carter being the only Black woman to win 2 Oscars, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which at this point, it's crazy. Like in the year 2023, in the year of our Lord 2023, should this really be groundbreaking? No. She should have won many other times. As many other Black people and people of color should have won many different awards. But
I read here some we report are. That was saying, I forget the numbers. I probably liked the tweet. Of the like 4,000 plus awards that have been given out throughout the 95 years of the Oscars, not including this year, so I guess 94 years, only 55 have gone to, I don't know if it's all people of color or just Black people, probably people of color.
But so either way, that is
less
a horrendous.
Than 100 of the statues have gone to people of color.
Horrendous statistic. That's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
The Academy, you're fucking embarrassing yourself.
Again, Don't quote me on those numbers, but it's something ridiculous like that.
It probably is something ridiculous. And I, even if that's not the exact number, I believe it.
I will say the detail that I liked that Ruthie Carter had was that her notes that she was reading off for her speech matched the color of her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. The details. Love it.
Anyways. Also, what a whirlwind to have just, you know, put your mother to rest.
Like
a week ago, less than a week ago, and then to be there winning an award. I mean, she did live to be 101, so I'm sure.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It was a celebration.
She deserves it.
But wow, what a whirlwind.
Also, like, good for her, because I don't, for keeping it together
in
that moment.
That's very, the poise.
Could have. Yeah, poise. Yeah,
for real. I would have been blubbering.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we had international feature film. Which we all kind of knew this was going to happen. It went to All Quiet on the Western Front.
Mm-hmm.
I do love seeing international films making it into the Best Picture category.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to even a smidge of our All Quiet on the Western Front podcast, you know it's not our favorite.
No.
You know it's a shit adaptation of a wonderful, beautiful book.
She said shit.
I said shit. Although the story of the writer is, I think, very interesting. I just learned this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you sent us a TikTok of it. Yeah. We can link the TikTok below.
She was very cool, but she still wrote a crap adaptation.
Dang. Harsh cuts.
Sorry. I loved that book, and you did it dirty.
Whoa.
Oh.
Shots fired.
All right. Next.
Then we go to documentary short subject, and it went to The Elephant Whisperers.
Congrats to the elephants.
Oh, I love elephants very, very much, and just that little small clip of it made me want to cry. So I will watch that eventually, but I have not seen it yet. So.
And then we went to short film animated, and it went to the only one that Crystal saw, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse.
It was good.
It's based off a children's mm-hmm. book.
It looks like it.
I've heard great things about this book for a couple years now.
Oh, okay.
And I had wanted to buy it for my sister when she got pregnant with her first kid a couple years ago. But it's a thicker book, and it's not very like exciting for babies.
Oh, right.
I think it'd be better when she's like a school age. And then it's expensive. It's like a $25 book because it's
really?
It's bigger and thick, and it's
it
beautiful pages. Like,
thick things are expensive.
Yes, I am.
Shout out.
But I also really did love Ice Merchants and My Year of Dicks. Those two were good.
Just so you could
films.
Say that?
No, I really enjoyed it.
I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
Pedro Pascal, we were robbed.
Oh,
you should have said
God.
My Year of Dicks.
He did when they did the. Oh, okay. Yeah, he did.
Love my life. It definitely has Pen 15 vibes.
Oh. I loved Pen 15. I'm going to watch it.
That's cute.
Where is it available to watch? Do you know?
Hulu?
Okay, I'll find out.
One of those. And then we go to production design. Which everything should have been here.
Yeah,
yeah. Everything should have been here.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of everything that they had to put everywhere,
all at once,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like if you listen to our episode, we definitely talk about how it should be there.
Yeah,
for sure.
My pick for this was actually Babylon. I'm not gonna say I'm necessarily Babylon Hive, but I did enjoy.
Are you
it.
Babylon Hive adjacent, or no?
Babylon
you're
Margot
adjacent. Robbie, is what you are.
No, okay. Because listen, and I talked to. Did I talk about this on the podcast already? I don't know. So, anyways, I watched Babylon. The best parts of Babylon were
she babbled on about it.
Diego
oh my
Cabba,
God.
Diego Cabba storyline, and then the supporting actor storyline, who were people of color. Those are the best stories out of all of this. I think we've mentioned on the podcast before how we would love to see stories about
yep.
people of color in more in period pieces. In
yep.
times where we don't normally see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a great example of it. Of course, we focus more on Margot Robbie and mm-hmm. Trash Brad Pitt. So the movie could have been a lot better if it was about the people of color. But alas.
Especially because like people think people of color didn't exist till like, you know.
20 years ago.
Yeah. So. And newsflash, they did.
Yeah.
So. Telling
You're lying.
Telling a story from, you know, a time period. and featuring a person of color is actually very smart.
Yeah, you know what? I love the term people of the global majority because
that's I like that.
More accurate. And I've heard that being used more often because so much of like what the Western world or what like the US wants us to think is that like we don't have power, that we're not able to achieve great things, blah blah blah, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm. Not tonight though.
But actually we're the people of the global majority. So I think there's power in that. And I think there's power in those stories. And I think we saw some of that tonight. And I want to see more.
Side note, isn't that crazy how, like, it's the global majority, yet they're treated as, like, a second-class citizen? Isn't that nuts?
Bitch.
That's maybe a discussion for another day. But, like, Jesus. Mary the Joseph.
The insidiousness of white supremacy.
Okay, keep going.
Disgusting. All right.
So what was production design? Production design. Oh, so the winner was All Quiet.
I
disagree.
Even The Fabelmans was really good at production design because to get all those cameras.
I mean, I would have been fine. I would have been fine if Fabelmans winning this. Because All Quiet was like a ditch and like dirt in like a field and like some shit. Whatever.
Look, I'm not saying it doesn't take a lot of work to do that. Because
that's right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be rude.
And like. The people in the technical categories usually get like shoved aside because it's not like the glamorous shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know it takes a lot of work, but again, it wouldn't be our pick.
Yeah, agreed.
Next up, we had original score.
Listen.
Ooh.
I honestly thought this was going to be a Babylon's only win because
same.
When the talk of the score, when I heard talk of Babylon, it was only really about music. So I thought, okay, this will be its only win. But no, it went to All Quiet for three notes.
Burr, burr, burr.
Okay.
Look, I'm a scoreassist.
It was more like wah wah is what it was, actually.
Let's jump back to a scoreassist.
It's like you're a lyricist.
I'm a rapist.
Rapist lyricist. Excuse me.
And I'm a scoreassist. Crystal, what are you?
I'm annoyed is what I am. No, I'm kidding. Oops. Damn. I'm surprised that it... All Quiet won this. I really wanted it to be Everything or Banshees. But I thought Babylon was going to win, but it did not.
I really thought Babylon was going to. Yeah, I also thought it was going to be the one win. I love. There's just the one scene where it's like Margot Robbie gets to the party and I think Voodoo Mama is playing or something. And just the way it pans like all around the place and the music and the cues. It was just.
I listened to this. An experience. Have I talked about this on the podcast about the score?
You did listen to it. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Did I talk about it on here?
Probs.
Okay. Let's say it again.
We talk about it a lot. Score a lot.
It was in because I said it sounded like Jazzy Drugs.
Yes, it is Jazzy Drugs. Yeah. Which is what the movie is.
I didn't see the movie, but I just listened to the score, and the score sounds like a chaotic jazzy druggy mess.
And I love chaos.
And Justin Horowitz right now, like, is a. Oscar's darling. So the fact that he
Oscar's
didn't win is
darling. I'm not surprised he didn't actually. But whatever. Okay.
And then we went on to visual effects.
This was I definitely thought Avatar was going to win this for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way it couldn't. Yeah, there's no way it wouldn't win.
Yeah.
Nothing. It had to win something.
Was that the only way? It was. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
was.
I kept track of what, but how many each Best Picture smart. Won, so and Avatar smart, only won one.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this was the one to win for it.
If it wasn't going to be that, it was me, Top Gun. But no, Avatar was definitely going to win this.
Yeah, there's no way you can out visual effects Avatar.
I mean, it's
it's the whole
it's
thing.
It's basically that's all it is. It's an animated movie, actually. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to
writing original screenplay.
Listen. The most original.
We may have screamed very loud.
Yes, we did.
And you know what? I saw someone tweet the other day. They were like, I don't think people understand what original screenplay means when they think it means the most original. Bitch, it can be the most original. It just has to be original. It's not adapted from anything else. I don't think you understand what this category
exactly,
means.
Exactly, yeah.
Bitch on Twitter. Man, explaining shit to me on Twitter.
I would rather be the most original than... Also, retired that's not, original.
That's not that's not an insult. That's like saying, okay, and
I'm point? So creative and cool. Wow.
Yeah, they did the most and the best. So your point is invalid. Thank
yeah,
you.
And like even out of these, I think Banshees and Tar was also still really good. I mean, nothing is ever going to beat Everything Everywhere All at Once. But like,
I think Tar's
Having a competitive category is such a good thing.
Right. But I have to remember that, like, screenplay isn't just story. It's also dialogue.
Right.
It's also direction. Because the story of Tar isn't that new, but the way that he was telling it, you know, in the art, the stage direction, or stage direction, the script direction is really interesting. Yeah. But I think Everything Everywhere, like, the amount of work it took to put all of that.
The creativity, the originality.
Again, it could have been a jumbled mess, but it was not.
The interesting dialogue. It just, it had everything going for it.
Also, fun fact, we're all wearing googly eye earrings right now.
Oh my God, we are.
Yes! Anna made us these super cute googly eye earrings.
And every time we shake our head, we hear it.
Woo! Which definitely is the reason why everything was doing so well.
You're right. Next.
Writing adapted screenplay.
Listen. I had put that I thought it was going to win because I said this before, how like Sarah Polley was the only chance for her to win. So I was like, they're going to give it to her because they're like, this is just the only way she can win. And she did.
Yeah, I really thought, especially, and I did this before we saw the award show. I thought it was going to go to All Quiet just because nobody could shut up about that previous to the Oscars. And then going through the awards, I was like, okay, it's definitely going to be that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm pleasantly surprised it went to Women Talking. So that was my pick for it actually should win. And
same.
Agreed. It did. Agreed. And it deserves it.
And Sarah Polley did a great job.
Congrats, Sarah Polley, on writing.
Exactly.
Sound. I thought for sure, because, well, I guess technically it did go to a war movie. But I thought it was going to be All Quiet because sound usually goes to war movies. But it went to Top Gun, and that was Top Gun's only win for the night.
And you know what? That's fine because those planes sound amazing. Those
vroom, planes vroom planed. In the sky. The planes planed. I literally felt like there was a plane flying over me.
Yeah. Again, I'm so glad I saw that in the theater.
I'm so pissed I didn't see that in theaters. Oh, my God. I love hearing planes. I love planes. And
planes. I love you, too.
Thanks, plane. I didn't know you could talk back to me. Thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thanks you. I thought it was going to be All Quiet, but I did pick Top Gun.
Yeah, a planes, joy, like Titan, but with planes.
No! Do not listen to this bitch. Absolutely not. Bitch, I just grew up around
out
planes.
Of space, out of space.
You guys didn't watch that movie.
I know I didn't.
I did. I am
trying. We can only assume things that we have heard.
I just know
of.
What you told me, and I just know that she loves planes, and it seemed like
I do not love planes that much.
The natural progression
bitch.
Of those things.
Are your tits leaking jet fuel?
That's disgusting. Holy shit. I do not want to know. Everything I know about this movie is against my own will. I do not want to know anymore. Please shut up.
Never wear a hairpin. One of those long ones that you like. Stick in.
Why?
I don't want to know. Please don't answer that question. Do not answer personal. No.
Does that have to do with the plane?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
No. Now I'm going
to
be...
A little bit? No? Okay. moving on to 18. Music, original song, went to what we all thought
yes,
knew.
Bitch.
Not to.
Yes.
What a performance.
Honestly, also that live performance was so good. I am just like astonished, just like mind blown at like how talented dancers can be, and then like the type of athleticism that it takes to do some of those moves.
Oh, yeah.
They were basically on one foot for like a whole 60 yeah. seconds. A whole 60 seconds on one foot jumping. Like my leg cannot. Like I can't even like imagine.
Yeah.
Like but I think about like the way I was able to dance when I was like a teenager, and I'm like, where the fuck did that ability go? Like, look at these people. They're like my yeah. age or older and they can do that. Insane.
Oh, yeah, I had ability like 50 pounds ago.
Like, I mean, I can do it, but like maybe for like 10 seconds.
You can
and
do
I'll
it.
Give up.
Do it right now. Get up.
No. I mean, like well, dancing.
Wait. Oh, well, wait. Yeah, that Bollywood is no joke. Like,
that's hardcore.
It's not no messing around. What do we think of the other performances of the best original songs?
Rihanna, great job, girl. I was
I
moved.
Like that. I like her, but that song is so sleepy. I was like, I'm about to take
but
a nap.
I think it's like that on purpose.
She
though.
Looked gorgeous, though. Oh my God.
She did.
Wow.
I think it's like that on purpose. I think it's like a lullaby. It's like a tearful goodbye.
Sophia Carson can go back to Disney Channel.
Listen, I hate her voice. It's so
she's
annoying.
Just so whiny. She's just so like. It's not a mature voice. It's not a performance.
It's not
voice.
A voice.
Oh, it's a I'm gonna do karaoke in my car kind of voice. Like Ooh. It's not. Sorry, girl. Your eyebrows look great, but like everything else was not. We could have just
Mm-mm. It also just kind of felt like she was trying to put on a on the singers in cursive kind of voice.
Oh yeah,
but light.
Yeah,
got you. And then Lady Gaga like stripped down the song, and it was so weird.
It was so unexpected, considering the genre of the song and like the also, original
did, like,
context.
Did
of the
like
song?
Bradley Cooper direct her performance? Because it was like all in her face. I like saw her pores.
She took off all her makeup,
which is fine. Like it was literally stripped down.
She was naked on stage.
Yeah.
It was giving me when she was at the
Top Gun Maverick.
No,
she what?
Tits out.
Well, which one? What did you watch?
Oh, that was just a dream. Sorry.
She was watching the.
Just kidding.
Okay.
And ooh.
Pulled from Joy's head.
Wait, how do you pull things from her dreams?
Inception, bitch.
Oh, she's so
Wait,
talented.
Have you done that to me?
That's one secret I'll never tell.
XOXO, go piss girl.
Yeah.
Just
I love that meme.
The performance didn't make sense. Granted, she only decided she was gonna perform like yesterday or something.
That's so weird.
But if you have an 80s action song and then you're gonna do this.
Like if she's I wanted her to like be on a like a fire jet singing. Like I want the wind machine. Yeah, I want her to like take my hand, like I want her hand up and her like singing into the mic, like hot, like eating it. Like,
drama.
You know what I mean?
It looked like she just got out of a therapy session and was like going through it.
Yeah. I mean, I hope she's okay, but like it just felt so odd.
Yeah, it just didn't match with the feel of the movie or the feel of the song.
It was so weird.
But I hope she's okay. I hope she's doing all right.
Vibes were off. And then this is Alive. I like that Stephanie Hsu got to perform.
It was very fun. Yes. They pulled out the hot dog fingers.
The dancers. The cool dress.
It was a vibe.
Yeah, it was good. And I'm really glad
Lady
it was
Gaga
her.
Was not a vibe.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So then we switch over to film editing. Uh-huh. And that went to our favorite, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Listen, that guy is hot.
He is.
Ooh, girl.
And then he said my wife, and we were like, boo. Boo.
You can hear the collective boos around the country.
Yeah. In unison, we said, ew.
Everyone.
So
Oh.
Tell it.
Say it.
We only have three listeners, so it's okay. Now
say
it's three.
Say it.
Although Tar had great editing, Top Gun had great editing, Banshees had great editing, Elvis had a lot of editing. But the rightful winner.
Yeah, we're happy that won.
Cool.
Si, senor. Okay. 20. We're in the directing now.
Ooh.
Okay. This was a stacked category. We had Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin. We had the Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Steven Spielberg. Who's that guy? He did The Fablemans, I guess.
Who's that guy?
Where did he come from? Todd Field for Tar and Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness. And it went to
The Daniels.
The Daniels!
Oh, we again screamed and cheered.
Love to see it.
Which, every speech that they gave tonight was really great. But I really like that one.
Daniel Kwan, you could tell he's like the more poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
He's the heart and soul of it. I feel like they're good. I feel like they're a good balance. I feel like the other Daniel, I forgot his last name, is Shiner. is the more like chaotic, creative, like insane version. And then like this Daniel is like, all right, we gotta make a point.
I like that Daniel Kwan said at one point is like, thank you to Daniel for like letting me. Or allowing a space for me to be myself or something like that. It was really great.
We love friends.
So sweet.
We have friends.
We definitely have friends. Nice. And then...
And wait, I didn't know this before, but is he one of the first Asians to win that award? Did we ever find that out?
No, because we remember Bong Joon-ho.
Didn't Bong Joon-ho win?
No, but...
For directing?
Oh, that's right. No, I was talking about writing. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Oh, writing.
Oh.
No, I meant writing.
We have to look it up.
Okay, I'll look it up.
21 actor in a leading role. This was a shock.
Ooh, yeah. A good shock.
Though. I mean, I predicted it because he won the SAG, but I was still surprised.
Yeah, so the award went to Brendan Fraser for The Whale.
Yeah.
And we thought for sure it would be an Austin Butler
Colin
situation. Farrell situation.
Uh huh.
And it was a Brendan Fraser situation.
Which, good for him. Like, honestly, he deserves his Hollywood comeback. He deserves all of his little flowers. He's also, like, a really sweet and cute person. I feel like, to me, he feels genuine. I like that. Yeah.
He has the kindest eyes.
He does. He looks like, every time he, like, looks into the camera, I'm just like, this man is just, like, for real. He's just, like, so sweet.
I feel like he would be the best listener.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
He would look into your soul and be like, I hear you.
That sounds so beautiful.
Like, I'm going to watch The Mummy and...
Never mind. Cry. I'm going to watch George of the Jungle.
I'm going to watch Blast direction. From the Past. That's a great movie.
I haven't seen that in forever.
I love him in that movie.
Yeah.
I love the I just love him in that movie.
As a Dr. Pepper connoisseur, I was always Dr. Pepper. Freaked out that they drank warmed Dr. Pepper.
Ew.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Sounds gross.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but I don't really drink soda like that. I don't drink
whatever. Have you had hot Dr. Pepper?
I think so, but I don't remember what it tastes like. I had it when the movie came out.
Gross. Interesting.
Have you had it?
No.
Okay, then how do you fucking know?
Because it sounds disgusting.
Well, try it first. Oh, you don't like trying things. You're boring.
I'm just kidding.
You know who's boring? Austin Butler and his boring accent. Austin Butler, again, we've talked about it on Listen to the Rest of Our Conversations with Oscar. A biopic is boring. A biopic is like bottom of the barrel. A biopic, really only 1 out of 10 times does a biopic actually be good. and like the actor actually deserves something. This was not it. Austin Butler just like wiggled his hips and like spoke in a voice and tried to not have a wig fall off his head. And that was about it. And Austin Butler, go do other stuff.
I'll say his face is very symmetrical and I like looking at it. He's not hot to me, but like his face, I like proportions and his face is proportioned right. So that's why I like looking at it.
To me, the thing that kept taking me out is that like Austin Butler's face looks like he's like 5 years old. He looks like a child to me. And like even when he was as Elvis, I was like, I cannot believe that you're playing like a 30, 40 year old person. Like you look 19. Like you look so youthful. Like congrats for you for looking youthful. But also like you're not believable. Like
congrats on your looks.
I read a tweet that was like, I want if he wins, I want Vanessa Hudgens to go up there and slap him in the face.
Hey.
And I thought that was really funny.
She should.
I went to a family birthday party yesterday and I was talking with one of my aunts and she was like, oh my God, I just loved Elvis. And I was like, I hated it. I thought it was the worst. And she was like, oh, Anna, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm serious. And I was like, worst Tom Hanks performance I've ever seen in my life. And she was like, I thought he was fantastic and his accent was great. And I was like, you're wrong. That's sweet, but you're wrong.
You know what's funny is I realized that like our tastes are very elevated because I like when it comes to movies, it really is because I was a couple years ago when podcasts were doing, I can't remember the movie, but they were like, I loved it. And I remember thinking, no, the movie sucks. You're an idiot. What are you talking about?
And like, not to be basic,
probably Joker because everyone fucking loved Joker.
Yes, everyone.
The simpletons thought it was cinema.
Look,
it was fucking awful.
I think it was Oscar or Joker. You're right.
I can't remember who, but someone like live, like in person, was like, "Oh my God, I love Joker. It was such a great commentary on blah blah blah." And I was like, "No, no." Anyways, my pick was Colin Farrell. Personally think it should have been Colin Farrell.
I
mean, Farrell.
I love Colin Farrell, but I predicted, like I said, Brendan Fraser because he won the SAG.
And then we had Best Actress. They played this very smart. They had Jessica Chastain and Halle Berry go out together to present both awards because we all know what happened year before last when they tried to do this big tribute and save Best Leading Actor until the very end in tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
It was embarrassing.
And it went to Anthony Hopkins, and we all died of embarrassment.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And sadness.
Not that Anthony Hopkins didn't deserve the win.
Phenomenal performance.
Right, right. But, like...
the whole setup, they were for sure Chadwick would get it, and he didn't. And it was just...
embarrassing.
And Anthony Hopkins, it was 2021.
He wasn't even there. Yeah.
No. He's elderly. He can't travel in the pandemic.
He's elderly, and the vaccine was still very new or not even really a thing yet.
I don't think it was out yet.
I think only certain people were getting it. Anyway,
yeah.
It was a hot mess. So when they announced that Halle Berry would be presenting, everyone was like,
terrified.
Oh, shit.
I was terrified.
It's going to be a thing. Because if it doesn't end up the way they think it's going to end up, it's going to look awful. But they saved face by having Jessica Chastain out there.
Who won last year?
But they this year, it went our way and Michelle Yeoh won.
Listen, I was happy and I kind of knew this was going to happen. But Halle Berry crying and handing her the award really...
That sealed the deal for me.
Ooh, I lost it.
That was beautiful. And I hate that it had to happen, what, like 20 plus years in? Like, there's been no other woman of color to win since Halle Berry won. And she was the first one. Like, yeah. More, please. And also, Michelle Yeoh was very deserving of this. She is the rightful winner to me. That was correct.
Cate Blanchett gave a Oscar award worthy performance in Tar. It was wonderful, one of her best. But this, it should have been Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, I think someone said something like, "This is more than the movie."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than the performance. It's more than it's like she said. This is for the culture.
But even then, like, even just performance-wise, the amount of things, that, like, the acting muscles that Michelle Yeoh had to stretch in order to do this role and do it justice and, like, play so many different things, so many different characters within one character, like, she's acting circles around everybody. Like,
also, like, she said in her speech, like, your career isn't over as an older woman. Like,
oh, God. I love that.
You're here and, you know, you can do it. I love that.
I know, yeah. Because I think that she's probably, like, I can't remember what the statistic is, but the like median age for actress in a leading role and actress in a supporting role is like it skews pretty young. Like there's not that many that are older or like above 40 even. It usually skews a lot younger because they give it to the ingenue or the new one or the whatever. So this is just in that respect also groundbreaking. So I'm really happy for her. And she fucking deserves it. And she was my fucking winner.
Same. I chose her as well.
Same. And then it's time for the big award.
Oh, my God.
Harrison Ford presented Best Picture to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And we cried.
The little movie that could.
Right?
Seriously.
It came out a year ago this week.
Yeah. Yes!
Nuts. It was nuts.
I saw it in theaters almost a year ago.
The same power that movie had for your year.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And that's a big ask for it to be Best Picture and for it to have come out almost a full year before.
Yeah. Props to A24 for Kibi getting the forefront as much as they could. Props to also like what was really cool is like all the celebrities on the red carpet were like, what was your favorite movie of the year? Everything Everywhere. I loved it. It was great. It was every single celebrity was like, "That's my favorite movie of the year."
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah,
so good.
It's worthy.
So quick rundown: All Quiet on the Western Front won 4 awards.
Love it.
Avatar won 1. Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7.
Yes.
Top Gun won 1 award, and Women Talking won 1. Triangle of Sadness, Tar, The Fablemans, The Banshees of Inisherin, and Elvis each went away empty-handed.
I cannot believe Tar won nothing. I know I just said yeah, love it for All Quiet, but I don't know why I said that. So redacted. Tar didn't win anything. That's nuts.
Also, Banshee's not winning anything.
Oh, right?
But I think that this year we had the great pleasure of having very competitive categories. And like, even though a lot of the fucking awards went to All Quiet. It was nice to see that. All was
not quiet on the Western Front.
It was not. No, bitch. I'm gonna be fighting some people on Twitter. It's just nice to see that a lot of these categories we weren't 100% sure on who was gonna win. Mm-hmm. It was down to like 2 or 3 different nominees. Like there was so much. There was like a fair amount of variety, and then. Just, it was very competitive. Like, right. There was a lot of good stuff. And even with, you know, the nomination mishaps, it was some good shit. It was some good shit. Yeah. There was some good movies this year.
Everything Everywhere winning was, like we said, like, it's so nice when the most deserving movie actually wins.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the best.
And it's also really nice when Elvis goes home empty-handed.
As it should.
Yeah.
Same with Triangle of Sadness, even though it was nominated for two.
Boo, get out of here.
It shouldn't have even had two.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
So any final thoughts on the ceremony?
A lot of hot people tonight.
Girl.
A lot of white.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of white on the red carpet. Why was the color? Everybody was ethereal looking. Everybody looked like, I mean, Michelle Yeoh literally looked like a floating angel.
Yes, amazing.
With her white feathers. Like, it was fabulous. Her little headband. So cute.
Her flowing hair.
Who was it? Salma Hayek. Wow. Congrats on your everything.
That red looked hot on her.
Wow. Jessica Chastain also. Congrats on your everything. Mm-hmm. Pedro Pascal. Congrats.
Oh, my God.
John Cho.
Thank you, John Cho. We hadn't seen him in a minute.
A John Cho and Mindy Kaling production? When is that happening?
We had not seen your husband in a
John
while.
The John Cho and Anna.
Oh. Coming this summer.
Put it together. Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors presenting together. Listen. Fabulous.
Oh, girl.
Fabulous.
Dead.
If you could see Anna's tongue right now.
Oh my God.
I was trying to do my GIF reaction without
it. Oh yeah, without a GIF. Yeah.
Every time we send each other a hot picture of a guy on Twitter, I always reply with a GIF of like someone licking something.
Sometimes someone's tongue out. A lot of tongue.
Sometimes it's very invasive.
Sometimes it needs to be. And that's it for our horny podcast.
No, it's not.
It was not as horny as it could have been.
No.
We're being pretty tame today.
It's because we're tired.
So tired.
Yeah.
Well, you were supposed to start drinking and you didn't.
Because I knew it would.
No, if she would have started drinking wine, she would have been sleepier.
Oh, okay.
The hair of the dog is never the answer.
What?
The hair of the dog is when you drink to get over your hangover.
Oh, I don't know. Love you.
No, that's why she's.
I love
how
you tell me things like I'm supposed to know.
Although, like, there was a lot of hangovers happening today. I don't know. Dogs.
I mean, you
hair.
Have a dog, so like, do you?
I pick some of his hair out and put it in the drink.
I mean, you're fucking weird. You might
say an incantation, and
I don't know your life. You live by yourself, so who knows what you do?
Who knows the weird shit that happens in here?
And we'll leave that to your imagination, folks.
Ooh.
What does Anna do all on her own?
Weird shit.
Shenanigans, probably.
She lays her ass on the couch and watches Critical Role. That's what she does.
She does. That's what she was doing when I got here.
Nerd.
Thanks for...
And she wears t-shirts of race car drivers.
Look,
she
does. Lewis Hamilton is amazing.
And you know what? A lot of people agree with you.
I have a Backstreet Boys t-shirt on right now, so like, I'm not exactly any cooler than you.
And Joy's wearing dinosaurs with Santa hats.
Yes!
Out of season.
Well, because I just got it back.
Joy.
So.
Out of season.
I'm ahead of season, bitch. I work Fashion Week.
That was lame. But I love you. Thanks.
Whatever, bitch.
Thanks for hanging out with us this
year.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. This is super
cool. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a month, probably.
Yeah, DM us.
With the 2012 Oscars, I believe is what we're picking up.
Sure.
Yes.
On, I have it right here.
We're very excited. We're very excited for a new set of boobies to dive into.
Yes, we're
a new set of boobies.
Oh my God, the 2012 Oscars, the artist year. So we'll have a month off to just, you know, not do anything, and then
recover,
not podcast related, then we'll pick it back up in May and listen for those episodes.
And hopefully, you'll have episodes in June.
Yeah.
May and June.
Yeah. If you want some bonus episodes, send us a request.
So the rest of season 6 will be in May, June.
Yeah, if there's a movie that we missed this year and you want us to watch it, let us know.
Yeah,
we
send us some care. Links.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, me and Joy do. Anna,
we care very much, actually.
Anna only cares about D&D and race cars. Like a teenage boy.
Vroom, vroom. Roll for initiative.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's like the dice or something.
It is.
That sounds right. Oh, congrats.
I'm a nerd now. Oh, God.
Ew.
Get me out of here.
Initiative determines your order in the fight. Who goes first and next?
Do you want to do rock, paper, scissors?
I was going to make a joke with the reference, but you wouldn't get it. So what's the point?
So what about some listening gets it?
Boulder, paper, shears, y'all.
No idea what the hell she just said, but okay.
Boulder, paper, shears. What's a boulder?
That's a nice boulder.
No, no, but paper? she was paper? She said it so fast I didn't know what she said. She went
not guns. What is it? Scissors. I'm tired.
It's time to go to bed.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.